Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratore, head coach of the BSU Beavers. A lot of times, Tom, a game doesn't look as good or as bad on film as it did in real life. How about last night?
Well, it was a different kind of game, Schultz. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. And you sit there and statistically, you look at, you know, a few things and you're frustrated. But, you know, we had a good second period. That's the one thing. And we played very well in the second period, 17-7 shot attempts. Our puck possession was good. We scored our goal. We had many quality scoring chances. So it was a good period. I just thought we had a hard time putting 60 minutes together. I thought Bowling Green, they dictated the game. They dictated how they want to play, and we kind of fell into that, I guess, is the biggest thing. And, you know, they do play a different style, but, you know, we want to try to hopefully dictate the game. There's going to be certain nuances that Bowling Green does that, obviously, again, is going to be awkward, and it's going to be, you know, a little different for us. But, you know, we got to try to dictate the way the game's going to be played.
I'm sure that being on the road for two straight weeks and finals starting last week had some bearing whatsoever on your guys. How were your practices last week?
Actually, our practices were pretty good, Schultz. We didn't go more than an hour. I thought our practices were very good. We kept them short. And, you know, we've had good practices all year. So, you know, you'd like to sit there and obviously point to those things. But you just don't know, Schultz. Again, I'm not going to sit there and say, hey, you know, we didn't play very good. It's finals week. The guys are stressed out, this or that. I mean, you know what? I don't want to hear that. Nobody else wants to hear that. Again, whether that has an impact, it's irrelevant.
You're now 0-20 on the power play in your last six games. Last night in particular, was it more on what you guys were not doing or what they were doing?
I think it's a combination. I think it's always a combination of everything. I think, you know, you got to blame yourself for lack of execution, but you also need to give credit where credit's due, which is the penalty killing unit. But I think first and foremost, too, we did not win taps on the power play last night. And boy, you need to win a faceoff. And if you win that first faceoff, it's amazing what you can do with a, you know, from a possession standpoint. But if they clear a puck right there, it just already demoralizes your power play.
You did change up your personnel in the power play in the third period. I don't know if there were extenuating circumstances or if it was by design, but when you've got two power play units that run a different power play, how hard is it to move guys from one unit to the other?
It is. There's no question, Schultz. It gets tough because certain guys, you know, fill certain roles on the power play. Certain guys are shooters. Certain guys are playmakers. Certain guys are net front people. Everybody has a strength on the power play. And, you know, and sometimes you have guys, you know, in a spot just because it is what it is that it might not play to a certain strength, but they're good at, you know, at a variety of different things. So it's not easy sometimes, and you just have to do the best you can. And you hopefully, again, you've got a couple key pieces on each power play, and that's how you want to make sure, again, your power play revolves around those people.
More Tom Ceratore when we return the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Part two with head coach Tom Ceratore. With the goal last night, Corey Ward now has 70 points in his career, 39 goals, ninth in the D1 era. I realize the game has changed a lot since Brian Grand played here and got 2.6 points a night. But, you know, in this day and age, 70 points into your senior year, it's about what you're going to get out of guys, right?
Yeah, if you can get 100 points in a career, boy, you got, you know, you're getting a lot of mileage out of guys. And to me, the guy, you know, the offensive, like if you're really offensive, you're going to get 100 points. You know, and Corey's pretty darn offensive too, and he's going to probably, who knows what he's going to finish with. But Corey's been kind of our offensive guy in that senior class. He's played a lot of clutch minutes for us. And I thought last night, the second period, I told him that between the second and third, it was the best period he played as a Beaver last night in the second period. I just thought he was a man. That whole line was good. I mean, we got great mileage out of that line last night. And Corey was really, really good. I mean, he was strong. He made plays. I just thought, again, that, he really elevated his game the whole game last night. But I just thought that second period was really good, and I'm really happy for him. And, you know, Corey's had really the last 2 years, he's had a good year last year, and he's having a good year this year. But he has been kind of snake, but he's a goal scorer, and he's been kind of snake bit. But it was good to see him get that goal last night, and that was a big-time goal.
Jack Eichel for BU was an absolute superstar. He didn't even get to 2 points a game. How good was it, though, for college hockey to even get him for 1 year?
Well, it was great for college hockey. And, we've been losing a lot of high-end players to major junior. And Jack Eichel could have went major junior, so it was really good for the college game. And it was good that we can look at high-end players and tell high-end players, you know what, you can come here and play 1 year and you can move on too. And, you know, it's good for our game to have guys like Jack Eichel.
Back to your guys. Brennan Harms had an assist last night, his 34th. He's a goal scorer too, but he's got more assists than he has goals. For a setup guy, what's the most important attribute? Vision or anticipation?
I think that goes hand in hand. We actually, it's weird you brought that up, Schultz. We talked about anticipation in our video session today, and you know, Corey Ward on a couple plays right there. When we're when our F1's getting good pressure on the forecheck, and we can create a hurry, we call it a hurry. That means they want to, they have to move the puck before they want to. It's amazing how those guys who have a good feel for the game anticipate. They know where it's kind of, they know where it's going. It's no different than a free safety or defensive back in football. You know, they can recognize a situation. They, you know, you can say they're cheating. I just say that those guys are anticipating. They're not cheating, and they know where it's going. And it's amazing how they step in front of pucks and keep the chain going and make plays. And so I think you have to anticipate where it's going, but then once you get it, then you got to make that play at the opportune time.
Finals wrap up this week. You guys don't play until January. After tonight, what is the schedule for the guys?
Well, they're going home, and some guys are going home tonight after the game. Some guys are going home tomorrow. Some guys are going home Monday. So it's it's their time right now. So we just got to get a win tonight, and you know, let those guys go have a good little break, and come back the 27th of December.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.